Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, we're going to talk about preventing plantar fasciitis. Now, my guest is Dr. Bob Weil. He's a sports podiatrist in private practice for over 35 years. He has his own show called The Sports Doctor. As a matter of fact, I found out in the Chicago area, he's known as The Sports Doctor. He's been doing that for like two decades. He has treated some of the world's best athletes in all sports. The 85 Super Bowl Bears, John McEnroe, Tracy Austin, and of course, many others. Dr. Bob, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Nice to join you.
All right. Hey, so let's get, what is plantar fasciitis? Let's just start there. Let's make sure everybody understands what we're talking about, even like where in the body we're talking about here.
Okay, well, you left off my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating champion who grew up Illinois, Evan Lysacek. We put orthotics in his skates. He was like 10 years old, Dr. Mike.
Awesome.
The most common thing we see in the practice of podiatry, or sure, one of the most common, is plantar fasciitis, which is inflammation of the tendon-like arch band that runs from the toes and attaches to the heel, and very commonly heel pain and inflammation of that attachment that's constantly getting stretched or irritated. Other times it's in the arch itself, and anytime we're active, boy, it can really, really get in the way. And many times foot mechanics, foot type is common as a causative or aggravating factor. Because these things can be, persistent.
Now, is it usually precipitated by some injury, or it can just kind of come on just because of overuse, we're not stretching properly? What's really bringing it on?
Both. The typical person over the years might be an overweight with pronated feet, flat-type feet, which is stretching the arches. But it can come on with people who are doing a lot of standing on their feet, people who are working on their feet. We see it a lot in sports medicine with athletes. And sometimes overuse or the terrible twos, as we like to call it, Dr. Mike, either doing too much or doing it too soon, being too aggressive, we can aggravate that area. So lots of different causes, from acute, which is something that just started bothering you, to much more commonly, which is, I don't know, Dr. Weil, this thing has just been really, really bothering me, and a lot of it's heel-oriented.
So I found on your website you talk a lot about orthotic control. What exactly is that?
Ah, it's a great question. Well, the proper orthotics, Dr. Mike, done by a physician, I'm prejudiced, of course, sports dietary, but podiatry, really the biomechanics of the foot. Proper orthotic helps position the foot in its optimum alignment, because the foot has various rules that sometimes we take for granted. Every time you land on your heel as you're walking, you generate half to a full amount of body weight up your ankles, legs, knees. It's like the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the leg bone. So mechanically, the foot acts as a shock absorber. And at the same time, the lower leg is rotating in order to, again, give us this shock-absorbing capability till we begin to bear weight. Once we bear weight, the foot's job changes from a bag of bones, a pronated foot, to what we call a supinated foot, where the foot becomes a rigid lever. It's the job of the big toe joint to give us that push-off stability. Many of us, whether we've got high arches, whether we've got excessively pronated or flat feet, and most foot types inherited. So we might see, notice Mike, he's got flat feet, bow legs like his dad, like his grandfather, like et cetera. She's got bunions like her mom. So when we're interceding with orthotics, we're looking to properly position the foot. So, for example, comes a lever at the right time to push us off. I mentioned Evan Lysacek in figure skating, where somebody might be doing these jumps, and stability and balance is key, but it's just as key for our grandparents walking around with arthritic ankles or knees or low backs who have insufficiencies. So that's really the materials and the type of shoe that might be compatible with orthotic is also paid attention to, but you're really talking alignment when you're talking orthotics, custom orthotics.
When should I... Okay, so let's say I'm having some issues. Let's say I have plantar fasciitis, and it's the first time, and it's I'm doing some of the stretches that you can read about on some of these websites. At what point do I have to finally maybe go see somebody to check out some of these orthotics?
Well, we might see that, you know, let's say that intelligent rest, which is something I talk a lot about, my articles in our show on the Sports Doctor, we might be talking from superstars to grandmas and from concussions to foot problems. But we might say to somebody, you know, if you're dealing with something over a month or two, and many times it's, gee, you know, first thing in the morning, this thing is really hurting, and I walk along, might be a problem. So if somebody maybe is doing some stretching, maybe they're backing off their activity. We're saying, you know, lay off the running or jumping or even the walking for a week or two. Let's see if your foot calms down. Maybe take some over-the-counter anti-inflammatory, something like ibuprofen or naproxen short term. And if you're still having problems and you can't get back to the activity you enjoy, then it's a good time to see somebody.
So, you know, about 2 weeks ago, I was watching late night TV, and it was an infomercial. And it was about a type of sock that, of course, they made it sound like this sock could cure all foot problems, right? So, but we got to take that for
what
a grain of salt.
A copper sock.
Yeah, I think that's maybe what it was. And they talked specifically, yeah, though, about plantar fasciitis, how, you know, they've had some great results with this. What do you think about stuff like that?
You got to be subjective about things like that. Sometimes we'll see that there's a lot of discussion as to whether or not the copper fused compression sometimes makes a difference. But a lot of times we'll see we'd be much better off paying attention to the proper shoe. But Thorlo socks, which are padded socks, padded in the heel, padded under the ball of the foot, sometimes we'll see that sock technology can make a lot of sense. But, you know, the cure-alls a lot of times are just that. They have nothing to do with an individual situation. So as a rule, I'd say it's a little bit more hype than substance.
Now, what about some of the, some of the Walgreens, CVS stores, convenience stores, you know, wherever, you know,
great
you're
question.
At your local. You,
there's a lot
yeah,
of. Yeah,
you go
good.
In there and you can fit your foot on that machine. I mean, is that,
yes.
Does that any good for us or what?
Well, I would tell you, Mike, if you said to me, you know, I'm thinking of glasses and I'm going to Walgreens and I'm hoping to pick up a pair of readers that might work for me, is in a way how I describe over-the-counter type devices where they don't really take into consideration who you are or what you're doing. So there are some good ones, and we might say, hey, listen, let's put an arch support in your shoe because supporting the arch is one of the important ingredients, strengthening the foot. I'm a big advocate of strengthening the feet and ankles, whether women are wearing high heels with plantar fasciitis or whether or not you're running 10 miles a day with plantar fasciitis. Stretching is oversold. Strengthening many times is a better thing to be paying attention to, Dr. Mike. So when you're getting something over the counter, that's what you're getting. And you might see that it's helpful. And there's a lot of good brands.
Okay.
I mean, Dr. Scholl's is still one of the great ones. Superfeet, other kinds of New Balance have good inserts. But if you're having something of a persistent nature, and people need to understand it's very important, plantar fasciitis in about 5% of the cases, Dr. Mike, are a problem, a chronic problem,
okay,
whether it's cortisone injections.
Dr. Bob, we're going to have to leave it there. Can you just give us real quickly a website people can go check out?
They can go to sportsdoctorradio.com, written out, sportsdoctorradio.com. They can get all the information
all right,
from
awesome.
There.
We'll have to leave it there. Dr. Bob, thank you so much for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.